All right, causal interpretation. Again, when you read about the factorial design, I don't expect the causal interpretability to jump off the page and into your head. Take it a variable at a time. Identify each IV and think about if that IV is going to be causally interpretable. Is there random assignment? Is there manipulation? What's your shot at ongoing equivalence? Remember that in order to causally interpret an interaction, you must be able to causally interpret both main effects. Remember that rule. In order to causally interpret an interaction, you must be able to causally interpret both main effects. All right, male and female participants who were African American, Mexican American, or European American were asked to complete a questionnaire about satisfaction with their senators. Gender. Is the main effect of gender got any prayer at all of being causally interpretable? No, we can't randomly assign and manipulate gender. So the main effect of gender is not going to be causally interpretable. What about the main effect of racial ethnic background? Is that going to be causally interpretable? Well, if neither main effect is causally interpretable, what about the interaction? No. Not just no, but no way. All right. Children played with either a toy gun, a toy car, or a puzzle. Some while their parents were in the room and some not. The DV was the amount of aggressive behavior they exhibited. Children played with either a toy gun, a toy car, or a puzzle. Can we randomly assign people to conditions of that variable? Can we manipulate and control that? Sure. So can we causally interpret the main effect of type of toy? Yes. Some while their parents were in the room and some not. Can we randomly assign and manipulate whether or not a kid's parent is in the room? Absolutely. Can we causally interpret the main effect of parental presence? Well, if we can causally interpret type of toy main effect, and we can causally interpret the parental presence main effect, can we causally interpret the interaction? Yes. Now, this next one is a trick question. Okay? This is a trick question. Got to pay attention. Participants played with either a simple puzzle or a complex puzzle in pairs made up of two boys, two girls, or one each, one boy and one girl. Can we randomly assign and manipulate the type of puzzle the child plays with? So can we causally interpret type of puzzle if we run a good study? All right, pay attention. This is the trick part. Is everyone clear? This is a trick question. Can we randomly assign each participant who walks through that door to whether they're in the two boy, two girl, or one boy and one girl condition? Why not?
Can't assign gender.
I can't assign a boy to a two girl condition. I can't assign a girl to a two boy condition. Random assignment is that each person has the same probability of being in all of the conditions. You can't do it here. You with me? So, can we randomly assign and manipulate gender makeup or gender dyad main effect? No. If we can causally interpret type of puzzle, but we can't causally interpret the dyadic makeup, can we causally interpret the interaction? No. You need to be able to causally interpret both main effects to causally interpret the interaction.